It's Real Ghost Stories Online Live with Tony Bruschi, Carol Hughes, and Todd Michaels, featuring real ghost stories from real people. Call in now to share your real ghost story live. This is Real Ghost Stories Online Live.
Here we are again. Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online Live. Every single Monday night, we do it right here for you on YouTube and our Facebook page, where you can share your real ghost stories with us live. The phone number is 855-853-4802, and you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. We're going to be going through all sorts of calls and stories tonight. We're getting closer and closer to Halloween. We're in September. We're almost mid-September now. We got Carol Hughes, Todd Michaels with us as always. Has anyone put their decor up yet for the Halloween?
Tony, you know me. You know I don't. I don't do anything. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
No, I was thinking about the other day. I was at the Dollar Tree, and they had some really cool-looking black flowers. So I was thinking about putting them in some planters out front. I think might be kind of fun. I need to add a little something in it. Might do that, but that's it. Now, my sister Kathy, she has the best. She's almost got a curated artistic collection of Halloween before. It's really cool stuff.
My neighbors across the street actually have theirs up. And I think that maybe, because last year I went over the top. I had the big skeletons. I had the big spiders on the house. I had the big creepy guy with the bubbling cauldron and all that crap. And then they did something which was pretty cool, but theirs is already up. So I'm a little bit behind this year.
It is only the beginning of September.
I know, but you want it up long enough that you can enjoy it. And it really does have to kind of come down right after Halloween, especially if it's very Halloween-ish and not very fall-like.
I just like to put Santa Claus hats on everything and call it good. It's like festive. It's festive on the other side. No, it's skeletons, skeleton Santas, things of that nature. No, I completely agree. That's why I like getting it up early, too. I almost did this weekend, but I had to first de-hoard my garage. And it was look, I don't leave the house much anymore. I sit here. I'm just kind of waiting to die. And no, I'm kidding. But I work here. I never leave. So I don't go out to the store a lot. I don't buy a lot of things at the store. Things come here through Amazon and all that. And I'm sure so many people are used to it, hordes of Amazon boxes at their home. And there's only so much room in a garbage can every week. So what ends up happening is, you know, it slowly builds and you're like, oh, well, this is controllable. And then, oh, then you get this and you get a TV box in there and you got that box in there and this, and it gets to be kind of a mountain and then kind of a wall and then kind of a space that you look at and go, I might need help. And then you finally say, okay, we're going to do something about this. So I've been saying when we finally have a nice, coolish fall day, which we did this weekend. It was lovely. It was like 75. I'm going to get in here and I'm going to take all this out. And I did. So I got the whole thing cleared out. It looks lovely. It looks organized. I have my Halloween stuff. I know exactly where it is and I'm ready to go with it. I just kind of ran out of time the other day to get it all out. But it's in queue. I had to throw a few things away.
I have an idea for you, Tony.
Yeah.
As you get a box, break it down, take it to the trash.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
It's an idea.
The lovely idea. I end up having like, there's usually a hoard of Amazon boxes at the front of the house that I go through about once every 2 weeks. So it's like Christmas. You get there, it's like, what did we order? I don't even remember.
Speaking of Amazon boxes, may I do this?
Oh, look at that.
Thank you, Tony.
Look at that Cubs mug. That is beautiful.
I know. Thank you. Tony got that for me.
She passed on an espresso. She wanted the
Cubs mug. He offered me an espresso machine or something like that. And I'm like, no, but I would take an insulated Cubs mug any day. It's really nice. This is plastic for nice gripping.
Oh, very nice.
So in the car, it's going to ride real nicely.
And it can be yours for 7 easy payments of $39.99. If you call now, but wait,
there's a really nice one.
There is more. You know what would be a great Halloween costume? Ron Popeil.
Yeah, but who?
Oh, the dicer, dice him up. What was it? Dice.
Like the, he had so many things.
Yeah.
It, like the set it and forget it, the rotisserie thing.
That's right.
There was the Miracle Blade. That was my favorite. I enjoyed the Miracle Blade commercials on Sunday morning. They deprived us of a lot of cartoons in northeastern Wisconsin. So it was a lot of church. There was some really shitty cartoons, and there was the Miracle Blade. And you know what? For my money, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to watch somebody cut through a shoe and through a pipe on a Sunday morning. Way over watching Pat Robertson or whatever the hell else was on television at that moment in time. I feel very good about those choices.
I'm trying to remember what distinctive thing you would wear. So,
like the apron, you'd have to have like the apron
holding one of the items that you sell.
You could probably go to a Goodwill and find a couple.
And if you walk into the Halloween party and you have to go into the spiel immediately, that guy.
Yes, Ron Popeil.
Yep. Do your hair like that. You need a wig.
And forget it. Yes. No one would know who the hell you are, except that you get to the really old ladies' houses and they'll be like, oh my goodness.
Ron Popeil?
Are you? Well, I tell you, I know you have that warranty. I have my set it and forget it rotisserie. Bye. Can you come in the house and help me?
And you're like, oh, sure. I'll be happy to help you take a look at it, ma'am.
We'll and then you find it. Out she's got something for Ron Popeil. You know yes. what I'm saying?
And then I'll be right back. And then she comes out in like some really inappropriate lingerie for a 94-year-old woman.
Right.
And you're like, what the hell? And you know what she's holding? A fucking Miracle Blade.
Oh, man.
Or the Pocket Fisherman. Do you remember the Pocket Fisherman?
Pocket Fisherman in one hand.
About this big, right?
I had a yes. Did you really have one? Well, my dad had one. So I remember, like, I think that's like one of the first things I fished with was a Pocket Fisherman because it was small, you know? So when you're a little kid, it's like, okay, the Pocket Fisherman.
You know, though, who has made a comeback when it comes to Halloween costumes is Bob Ross.
I've
seen little kids dress like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just do a little afro and they paint, take a little paint brush.
My whole studio is full of Bob Ross.
How adorable is that?
Who would have ever thought Bob Ross would have this amazing comeback all these years later? You know,
here's why, because when you're having one of those days where you just want to rip somebody's head off and, you know, and kill somebody, you put him on and he's painting little trees and he's doing babbling brooks and talking in his, you know, low, soft voice. And it just makes you feel better.
That's why everyone should have a Hams Land of Sky Blue Water rotating bar sign from 1964.
Or
you know what I'm talking about? I want to get one of those. I don't have one, but I've always
with the scene that goes around.
Yes, those are really cool. That was really cool.
And they had sound effects that played out of some of them. No, too.
Really, I never heard one with a sound effect.
Yes, there was ones that had sound effects. There was a couple variations. I saw one on Craigslist or something. It was Marketplace the other day, and it wasn't the rotating one, but it had just like the sparkles in the sky.
Yep.
That was pretty cool. I swear to God, I remember one that was like part oil lamp, you know, like where the
rain would come down.
Yeah. There was a variation of a Hams one. Like I think it was, I could be wrong. These are the memories I have of childhood where others are playing in the playground. I'm sitting at a bar staring at the ham sign. No, I'm kidding. That was
the sad thing is that my childhood was a lot of that kind of stuff. Cause my parents did go to the bar a lot. And one of the bars we went to had two of them on the wall.
Yep.
And I would sit and watch it. The campground would go by and then the waterfalls would go by. And it was the coolest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. I can identify what like supper clubs had what arcade games and things like that.
Your parents were loaded.
Did you ever go to Blanks? Yeah. So remember the turbo one, the racing one that was over in the corner?
Yeah. Yeah. The original blanks, right?
On the original. Side of the lake. Not the Lake Air one, the other one. Yeah. Yep. The original.
Yeah.
It's funny because my parents will talk about old supper clubs and I love supper clubs in Wisconsin. Yeah. I have a book about it. It's a thing unto itself. And if you don't know what it is, you don't know what it is. But you got to experience it. And it's like going back in time now. They'll talk about, remember we went to this one or something, and I'm like, yeah. And they're like, no, you weren't there. I'll be like, I was there. No, you were already gone by the time we went for this or that. Like, no, I can tell you I was there because I'll be like, there was a Lethal Enforcers game over there, and there was a pool table right here. You know, all the things you remember as a kid when you're getting a kiddie cocktail or two, a double bubble, as your parents double fish their cocktails. You remember those things. But even though I can give like detailed accounts of the places down to like what was there in certain years. You couldn't have been there.
From Santa Claus to supper clubs, the childhood of Tony Bruschi.
You had ribs that night and you had poor man's lobster.
No, it was your birthday.
You couldn't have been.
We left you home on every birthday we celebrated.
Well, they assume I was like already gone or I wasn't born yet in most things. It's like those 18 years that I was in that house has kind of seemed like... I don't know. They recollect a lot of things before and after. Maybe I'm a trauma.
I'm really sorry, Tony.
Quite honestly,
Tony.
You and my life was a little traumatic too. So maybe they, maybe it is for them. I don't know.
It is what it is. You know, I make an impression. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us.
Can I share a paranormal experience I think I had tonight?
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
What happened?
So Tony sent me this new camera. Mm-hmm. So it's a professional camera. It's not the one I'm using because this is on my computer. So I'm like, where do I attach it? Blah, blah, blah. We're texting back and forth. And he said, do you have a tripod? You could attach it perhaps to a tripod. And I'm like, aha, I've got one right back here. I turn around. I go to get my camera. It's gone. Like, I don't know where it is. It's totally gone. I know it's going to show up somewhere, but I've looked on the floor. I looked under, I went from here to back there to back here. And like, where did it go? No, I didn't even leave the room. I did not leave this room.
You sent me a picture of the tripod and it looked like there was a camera attached to it. Is it attached to the tripod?
No, I had it sitting on the, whoops, I didn't mean to, I like okay. talk on my hands. I had it sitting on the back of this laptop.
Oh, okay.
Close to where the camera is. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of sat it there to think like, is that a good spot for, you know? And so mm-hmm. I was going to ask you and it was sitting there. And so I look in the box. I look every place. I have gone like through every room of my house and I did not leave my house, but I didn't leave this room. And I turn around. It's gone.
Your dog?
Oh no. My dog is too freaked out tonight. We're having storms. He's like, he's in this panic mode.
Keep an eye on Marketplace. If you see the camera go up for sale, Carol's just trying to make a couple of extra bucks and blame it on ghosts.
Well, I guess we're going to tell Amazon it didn't arrive.
Amazon will be like, we left it on our porch. Mm-hmm. Then they stole it.
Carol, no, it's Satan.
What did you do with it, Satan?
Well, I got to say, you know, you were paying attention to this. You were working with those lights and you were trying to add more light to the room. And I just was like, you know, fuck this. We don't want any more goddamn light. I'm taking the camera.
That kind of explains it. But why don't you bring it back? Like,
well, I you know, we're playing with it back here in hell. We're doing a little sitcom. You know, we're going back and playing our favorite scenes from the 80s. And We're having a great night. You know, it's really, it's a lovely night here in hell. We're having some cocktails. I even turned the air conditioning on. It's you know, light air a little bit. You know, we're watching the best stuff. And I just did a really great skit from Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. It was it was this scene where Jane Seymour and Sully are about to embrace. And in all of my evil hell fashion, I made it strike lightning into the scene, and Sully flew back, his hair went on fire, Jane was all freaking out and going, I'm done with this, I just want to go back to movie acting and go back to Somewhere in Time or some shit like that. And I tell you what, those two fuckers.
Jane's like, I just crazy want to shit here in hell. Jane's like, I can sell crepe erase. It's much easier. So, okay, so great.
Thank you, Satan.
Since you're using that, perhaps you can bring it back, because that would be nice.
When we're done, we're done. But you know what? There's going to be some dirty shit on this. It's going to be worse than Diddy parties. I'll tell you what. Oh, no, nah, nobody can get quite that dirty. Even I draw the line somewhere.
That's
I'm glad Satan was able to check in with us tonight.
It's awfully nice.
It really
happy to be here. You guys have a great rest of your week. Happy pre-haunting season. It's upon us. The darkness is here, everybody. All right. Satan out. Love you all. Bye-bye.
I'm glad Satan was able to check in with us tonight. Oh, my God.
I'm glad he cleared up the mystery now, if he just brings it back.
Oh, who would have thought they're really still into Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman in hell?
I know.
That surprised me. I was waiting for him to bring up Touched by an Angel. I mean,
that's where I was going. I almost brought up, what was the woman's name?
Della Reese.
But then I realized I was referencing the wrong TV show. So
that was usually on like right after it, wasn't it?
Of course. It was pretty much the same damn movie or damn show, just a different decade or something like that.
Yep, exactly. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.